This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, the
video. If they had a been like me.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
Hello, one and all. A warm welcome to the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. It's Tuesday, the 2nd of June, just gone 6 o'clock, and yes, I'm here with you for the next couple of hours. As you would have heard me say on the end of Ian Lee's Drive Time show, if you were tuned in to that, today is a bit of a time for reflection, I feel. Yes, it's an important day, and a movement has been created, and therefore I'm going to kind of break away from my regular programming a little bit. We may still squeeze in a couple of the features, but I'm going to let the music do the talking pretty much tonight. You will hear me doing links in between, but I think with everything that went on last year and the sad passing of Caroline Flack and the Be Kind movement that got started, that's all kind of gone out the window a little bit in recent times. And obviously with what's been going on in the news and the sad incident with George Floyd in America, it's time to think about Black Lives Matter. Yes, they do. There's a movement being created. It's all occurring recently. And people staying away from social media pretty much all day today. So, therefore, feel free to message me if you want to. No judgment whatsoever. If you want to send me any message or a wave hello or a like or something like that, that's wonderful. No problem from me. And I'm going to play you a lot of tracks by my favourite black artists during the show that goes like this tonight. And just tracks that are fabulous to listen to, because that's important on Phoenix FM. The music is always absolutely marvellous. And do check out our website as well, phoenixfm.com. Brilliant website with loads of amazing features, loads of interesting things to look at and do too. So let's get the show started. It's Aretha Franklin saying a little prayer.
My hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now.
FM.
That was Aretha then saying A Little Prayer. Did you know that was originally recorded by Dionne Warwick a year before Aretha Franklin released it? Aretha's version coming out in 1968. And in 1987, the NME published its Critics' Top 150 Singles of All Time, and that track was ranked number one. There you go. Obviously, we've had another 33 years since then, so who knows if it's still ranked number one by the NME, but it's clearly well thought of, that track. Always enjoyable to listen to. Let's move on then. It's the 2nd of June. It's fabulous weather, has been for quite a while now. Hope you're enjoying it whilst maintaining social distancing and respecting the current government guidelines, as we all should be. Starting to relax a little bit, isn't it? Six people you can have in your garden now. I think that includes yourself. Even so, enjoy the weather as we move most definitely into summer now. And as we get to 6:10 very shortly, I'm going to play a track that when I first heard this, I thought, what a fantastic voice, what a fantastic track. We know Ariana Grande has a fantastic voice, but I do love this one. It's One Last Time.
I'm not afraid to die.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was One Last Time by Ariana Grande. Originally did pretty well and then was re-released after the Manchester bombing where her concert was going on, and then reached number 2 in the charts as a charity single then. And you may not have heard this about One Last Time. In August 2016, a gentleman called Alex Greggs filed a lawsuit against Ariana Grande and the writers of the song, one of whom was David Guetta, for alleged copyright infringement of the song Takes All Night by Sky Stevens, which Greggs wrote. And it alleged that the harmonic background was the same in both songs for the entire 16 measures of the chorus. I don't have Takes All Night by Sky Stevens. You can do the research yourself. But the case was dismissed after both sides filed a joint stipulation for dismissal. So who knows if money changed hands, who knows what deal they came to. But nobody knows if Takes All Night by Sky Stevens. Lots of people know of Ariana Grande, if I can say her name. Ariana Grande's One Last Time. There you go. Interesting facts here on the show that goes like this tonight, as well as great tunes. And I probably will try and squeeze in some celebrity birthdays after 7 o'clock as well. Great to have you along. I hope you're having a good day. Now, another phenomenal track. This is Aloe Black, I Need a Dollar.
Share with you my story, would you? Phoenix FM.
And that song by Aloe Black was the intro song for the HBO show How to Make It in America. And it was also featured in the game Fight Night Champion. And Aloe Black's performed that all over the world on TV numerous times as well. An unbelievably interesting fact about this song, no one would ever notice really, but it speeds up by 2 beats per minute throughout the song. Unsure why they've done that, but whether it's enhanced at the end compared to at the start, who really knows? Well, there we go. It's coming up to 20 past 6 on Tuesday, the 2nd of June. Hope you're having a lovely evening so far. If you've been working from home, have you stopped working now and are starting to take it easy? If you've been furloughed, have you been taking it easy for quite a while, or are you finding a lot of things to do and keep yourself busy? Or if you're still going out to work, then well done for doing that and staying safe. And I hope you've made it back home now and are going to have a relaxing evening. And to that end, I'll get another track on for you. So who shall we have now? Well, we've enjoyed some great tracks already. Remember, we're reflecting a little bit on the show that goes like this tonight because of recent events in America. And therefore, we're playing songs by black artists throughout the entire show. Therefore, here comes Shoulda Woulda Coulda by one fabulous Beverly Knight.
People said that together we were both sides of the same coin, that we would shine like Venus in a clear night sky. We thought our love could overcome the circumstances, but my ambition wouldn't allow for compromise. I could see in the distance all the dreams that were dear to me. Every choice I had to make left you on your own. Somehow the road we started down had split us under. Too late to realize how far apart we'd grow. And how I wish I'd known a little bit more. Now shoulda, woulda, coulda means I'm out of time. Shoulda, woulda, coulda can't change. Everybody gotta face their highs and their lows. And in my life, there's a love that I put aside, 'cause I was busy loving something else. And so for every little thing you hold on to, you gotta let something else go. How I wish I thought a little bit more. A little more. Now shoulda, woulda, coulda means I'm out of time. Out of time. Shoulda, woulda, coulda can't change.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Beverly Knight with Shoulda Woulda Coulda. She has got a fabulous voice. That was the second single from her album Who I Am. And that album was written about the breakup of a long-term relationship because she decided to put her career first. And the video for that song was shot in Cape Town, South Africa. And that's of special significance to Beverly Knight because she'd visited there previously in connection with her charity work in bringing HIV awareness to South Africa. So there you go. Bit of interesting facts coming on the show that goes like this tonight, as well as playing great music by black artists on a day where we're all kind of reflecting about recent worldwide events. So a little bit less interaction. If you've tuned in and you're wondering why I'm not talking about Legends of the Week and hotly contested polls, etc., it's a little bit of a karma edition of the show that goes like this tonight. Not K-A-R-M-A, but C-A-L-M-E-R. I didn't expect to be spelling out words on this programme, but there you go. So, going to keep you entertained with great tracks. We may be able to squeeze in some celebrity birthdays around about 7 o'clock, but just enjoy the music, really, and just stay reflective. Some fabulous artists you're going to hear music from throughout this show, another one of which is Beyoncé.
I'm never gonna show.
Phoenix FM.
If you love facts about songs, keep listening to these songs throughout the 2 hours I'm on the air with the show that goes like this tonight, and I'm going to do my best to bring you interesting facts about them, if interesting facts exist about the song I've just played. Now, you may not know this, obviously Beyoncé released Halo quite a few years back, but it was originally composed by the lead vocalist of One Republic, otherwise known as Ryan Tedder, who's quite a prolific songwriter, and he wrote that together with Evan Bogart and Beyoncé Knowles, and he did apparently injured his Achilles tendon and had surgery and been sent to Los Angeles to recuperate, Ryan Tedder, but he expressed his desire to write a song whilst recuperating, and although Evan Bogart tried to stop him, they ended up going to Ryan Tedder's studio in LA and writing that song in about 3 hours, and apparently the inspiration for that song was Ray LaMontagne and his song Shelter, and they wanted to come up with something similar for Beyoncé and did it in less than 3 hours, created Halo. There you go. Interesting facts. That's what I like about this show. Let's have another great track. This is one of my favourite tracks of all time anyway. Doesn't matter who's singing it, but this version's brilliant. It's Bill Withers, Leaning on Me. Not me, literally, but you know what I mean.
Need a friend, call me,
call me,
uh-huh.
Call me.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Lean On Me, written and recorded by Bill Withers, then released in April 1972 and been done so many times by so many other artists, but that is one of only nine songs that have reached number one on the US singles charts with versions recorded by two different artists. And apparently, Bill Withers grew up in a town called Slab Fork in West Virginia. And that place, the coal mining town, was the inspiration for that song, Lean On Me. And he wrote it after he'd moved to Los Angeles and found himself missing his hometown and the strong community. So, yes, and apparently, according to the website Song Facts, this was Withers' statement about his inspiration for the song. I bought a little piano and I was sitting there just running my fingers up and down the piano. In the course of doing the music, that phrase crossed my mind. So then you go back and say, OK, I like the way that phrase, lean on me, sounds with this song. There you go. Interesting how you hear about the birth of a song, if you like, how it even sprung about, how it even came into being. Always interesting stuff. Right, let's get another track straight on. It's Billy Ocean. He doesn't care if the going gets tough.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going, 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 going.
I got something to tell you.
Billy Ocean there, When the Going Gets Tough. Everyone familiar with that song. Everybody knows it's by Billy Ocean. Do you remember the 80s film that it was the theme tune from? Have a quick think. What film was that the theme tune from? The Going Gets Tough, When the Going Gets Tough, by Billy Ocean. It's a film with Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner and Danny DeVito. It's The Jewel of the Nile. There you go. And that song, aided by a video with the stars of the film in it, it got to number one in the likes of Australia, Belgium, Canada, Holland, Ireland, Norway, and here in the UK. And then it got to number one again, re-released by Boyzone back in the 90s, wasn't it? 1999 for Comic Relief. There you go. When the Going Gets Tough, Billy Ocean. Here's another one of my very favourite tracks. When I first heard this, I was in pantomime in Rotherham. I had a CD single virtually on repeat in my dressing room. Nobody would talk to me because of this song. It's the Black Eyed Peas.
Shut up, just shut up, shut up.
We wine and dine, did them things that couples do when in love, you know, walks on the beach and stuff, you know, things that lovers say and do. I love you, boo, I love you too. I miss you a lot, I miss you even more. That's why I flew you out when we was on tour. But then something got out of hand. You start yelling when I was break plans, even though I had legitimate reasons. You know I have to make them dividends. How could you trust with private eyes, girl? That's why you don't believe my lies and quit the sex.
Shut up, just shut up, shut up, shut up, just shut up, shut up. We try to take it slow, but we're still losing control. And we try to make it work, but it still ends up the worst. And I'm crazy.
Gotta move so fast. Love is progress if you could make it last. Why is it that you just lose control every time you agree on taking it slow? Why does it have to be so damn tough? Cause fools and lust could never get enough of love. Showing the love that you be giving, changing up your living for a loving transition. Girl, it's a mission trying to get you to listen. Humanity each other has become our tradition. You yell, I yell, everybody yells. Got neighbors across the street saying, who the hell, what the hell's going down? Too much of the bickering, kill it with the sound. And
shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. We try to take it slow, but we're still losing control. And we try to make it work, but it still ends up the worst. And I'm crazy.
Why did you stop trying?
I never been a quitter, but I do this a better.
Believe it, I will do bad. Let's forget the bad, start this new play.
Why? Cause it's the same old routine, and then next week I hear them scream.
Girl, I know you're tired of the day to say.
You're damn right, cause I heard them lame damn excuses just yesterday.
That was a different thing.
No, it ain't.
That was a different thing.
No, it ain't.
That was a different thing.
It was the same damn thing, same as excuses, boy.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Shut Up by the Black Eyed Peas then, one of their most successful songs to date, and was released back in 2003 as their second single after Where Is the Love, that shot the Black Eyed Peas to stardom. And unbelievably, that was number one in all kinds of countries: Australia, Austria, Belgium, Canada, Spain, France, Germany, Italy, New Zealand, Norway, Romania, Sweden. And it reached number two in the UK and the Netherlands. They didn't release it in the US. Craziness from the Black Eyed Peas there. So yes, hugely successful. And apparently the singer Fergie was only brought in to record that song because will.i.am needed a female singer, and she carried on and assisted the group on most of the songs on their album Ella Funk, which they recorded in that year. And then she became a full-time member of the band. There you go. Right, let's move on. Let's have more great tracks. Let's do this one from Bruno Mars. Has he dug something up?
Give me your, give me your, give me your attention, baby. Baby. I gotta tell you a little something about yourself. You're wonderful, flawless, ooh, you a sexy lady. Baby. But you walk around here like you wanna be someone else. You're fine, so fine.
Fine, so fine.
Ooh, oh, girl, I'm gonna show you when you're mine.
FM.
So that was Bruno Mars and Treasure there, a very successful track for him, and that was released in 2013, I believe, and always good to hear about the birth of a song, how it came about. And Bruno Mars said, "The thing we learned after touring with Doo-Wops was how it is we like to feel on stage when performing. We're fun, we like to dance and party. We didn't really get to do a lot of that on the first album. Even going to festivals and seeing big bands live like Coldplay or Bruce Springsteen. We knew the second time around we wanted something fun. It's the kind of song where the whole band can get up and jam and have this earth, wind and fire kind of moment." There you go. And I guess if you think about earth, wind and fire, you run along on the earth, the wind blows, fire all around you, you feel kind of quite free, don't you? I think that's a very tenuous link into this song by Candy Staton.
What's the
and sharing this one and only life. Ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the babies, but you won't have your man.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and that was Young Hearts Run Free by the brilliant Candice Staton. And that was written by its producer David Crawford. According to Candice Staton, the song's genesis was because of a conversation she had with David Crawford over lunch in LA. And this was what Candice Staton said. Dave Crawford was always asking me, what's happening in your life? And I was then with someone I shouldn't have been with, and it was hard getting out of a very abusive relationship. He was taking notes and he said, you know, I'm going to write you a song. I'm going to write you a song that lasts forever. There you go. Released in 1976, Young Hearts Run Free. Now, I've had a request to the show from Maria on the Isle of Wight. I'm going to do the very best I can for you, Maria. Therefore, here, standing by everyone, is Ben E. King.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, just as long as you stand, stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand. Stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand, stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Stand By Me by Benny King there, played for Maria on the Isle of Wight. Happy to do that. If anyone has any requests, find any way you possibly can of getting in touch with me. I know a lot of people are avoiding social media today, but feel free to WhatsApp me if you have my number, and I will do my very best to get your track onto the radio this evening. And in 1960, Benny King was inspired to update the early 20th century gospel hymn by Charles Albert Tindley, which was based around the psalm, Will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. And, there was a documentary created called The History of Rock and Roll, and according to that, King had no intention of recording that song himself. He'd written it for the Drifters, who passed on recording it. I believe my dad performed with the Drifters and met Benny King when he was in with the Drifters. So, that was fantastic to hear that, and fantastic to play that track. So, hope you enjoyed that. Yes, it's Tuesday, the 2nd of June. And we're reflecting today on the show that goes like this. Obviously, recent sad events occurring in America have therefore led me to abandon my regular programming and therefore play a lot of songs by black artists on this show tonight. And therefore, here's another one from Chaka Khan.
that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Yes, and that was I'm Every Woman, the debut song, solo song from Chaka Khan, released in 1978. Obviously covered in the 90s by Whitney Houston for the Bodyguard soundtrack. And that one, maybe people remember a bit more, but obviously Chaka Khan originally back in 78. Let's move on to another great track. It's so funky, this song. You can't get any more funky than De La Soul's The Magic Number.
That's a magic number.
Three.
Yes, it is. It's the magic number.
Three.
Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born three, they stubbed me, and that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
Difficult preaching is posthumous pleasure. Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure. Measure in the music breaks in three parts. Casually see, but don't do like the soul. Cause seeing and doing are actions for monkeys. Doing hip hop, hustle, no rock and roll. Unless your name's Brewster, cause Brewster's a punk. Parents let go, cause it's magic in the air. Criticizing rap, so you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrase and Fred Astaire's. And don't get offended while Mace Dosey does your daughter. A dry camera roll system is now set. Fly around the store under Daisy Productions. It stands for the inner sound. Y'all in your Quebec, that the action's not a trick, but show me the function. Everybody wants to be a DJ, everybody wants to be an MC, but being speakers are the best, and you don't have to guess. De La Soul Posse consists of three, and that's the magic number.
Three.
This here piece of the pie is not dessert, but the course that we dine, and three out of every darn time, the effect is, when a daisy grows in your mind. Showing true position, this here piece is kissing the part of the pie that's missing, where that negative number fills up your casualty. Maybe you can subtract it, you can call it your lucky partner, maybe you can call it your adjective. But odd as it may be, without my one and two, where would there be my three? Mace Posse me, and that's the magic number.
What does it all mean?
Focus is formed by flaunt of the soul. Souls before style gain praise by pounds. Common on speakers who honor the scroll. Scroll written daily creates a new sound. Listeners listen cause this here is wisdom. Wisdom of a speaker, a dumb and a plug. Set aside a legal substance and feed them for now. Get them high off this dialect drug. Time is a factor so it's time to count. Count not the negative actions of one. Speakers of soul say it's time to shout. Three forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fix and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune but don't do the hustle. Shake, rattle, roll to my magic number. Now you may try to subtract it, but it just won't go away. Three times one.
What is it?
One, two, three.
That's a magic number.
Yo, what's up?
One, two, three.
I say, children, what does it all mean?
Whoa.
One, two, three.
I would like
no more, no less.
Three.
That's a magic number. No more, no less. No more, no less.
No,
no, no, no, no, no more, no less. No more, no less. No more, no less.
Everybody in the audience ever get hit by a car.
No more, no less.
De La Soul's The Magic Number, originally recorded in 1988 and released in 1989. Great track. Here's another great track by an amazing band. Gotta love this. Destiny's Child, they're surviving.
But I'm stronger. You thought that I'd be broke without you, but I'm richer. You thought that I'd be sad without you, I left harder. Thought I wouldn't grow without you, now I'm wiser. Thought that I'd be helpless without you, but I'm smarter. You thought that I'd be stressed without you, but I'm chilling. You thought I wouldn't sell without you, sold my million.
I'm a survivor. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna work harder. I'm a survivor. I'm gonna make it alive.
big vision. You thought I couldn't last without you, but I'm lasting. You thought that I would die without you, but I'm living. You thought that I would fail without you, but I'm on top. Thought it would be over by now, but it won't stop. Thought that I would self-destruct, but I'm still here. Even in my years to come, I'm still gonna be here.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. It's just gone 10 past 7 on Tuesday, the 2nd of June. What can I tell you about the song Survivor by Destiny's Child? Well, unbelievably, Destiny's Child members Latavia Roberson and Latoya Luckett split from Beyoncé and Kelly Rowland and were then replaced by Michelle Williams and Farrah Franklin. However, Farrah Franklin was also soon dropped and dismissed from the group. And a radio station made a pun comparing the group Destiny's Child to the reality series Survivor because so many people had left the group. And it inspired them, out of all that negativity, to come up with that track. There you go. Love a bit of, interesting info like that. And that reached a peak of number 2 in the Billboard charts in America. Let's move on to Diana Ross.
You got a pedestal and putting me on it.
Chain Reaction by Diana Ross there. That was her second UK number one single, released in 1985. I didn't know this, did you? That song for Diana Ross was written by the Bee Gees. There you go. When you know that, you can kind of get a Bee Gees vibe coming through that song. I found that really interesting. Right, let's move on. More great tracks to come. 45 minutes still to go of the show that goes like this. Here is Hot Chocolate.
Thank you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sex a thing.
That was You Sexy Thing, of course, by Hot Chocolate, released in 1975, produced by Mickey Most. And he thought originally that was destined to be a B-side, but it was released as an A. It was originally actually released as a B-side and then re-released a few months later as an A-side and reached number two in the UK charts. Do you know what kept it off the number one spot? Bohemian Rhapsody. Interesting, I'm sure you'll agree. Now then, here's a song by a UK-based artist with a fantastic voice. I always enjoy listening to her tracks. From the Midlands, I believe. This is Jamelia with Superstar.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that song was released by Jamelia in 2003, although it was originally written in Denmark for a Danish singer, Christine Milton, and then Jamelia covered it to international success. Do you know what we haven't done yet? We're going to get them in. There's time for celebrity birthdays. I knew you'd be pleased. So it's the 2nd of June, which means today it's Sergio Aguero's 32nd birthday. It's Mr. Spock in the recent Star Trek film, Zachary Quinto's 43rd birthday. Steve Smith, disgraced and now restored Australian cricket captain, is 31. Tony Hadley of Spandau Ballet fame is 60. Mark Lawrenson, ex-Match of the Day pundit, still on the BBC, is 63 today. And one of the chasers from The Chase, Sean Wallace, is 60 today. And had they survived, listen to this, Edward Elgar would be 163 today. Thomas Hardy would be 180. And if it's your birthday on the 2nd of June, everyone here at Phoenix FM wishes you very many happy returns of the day and glad to let you know you share your day with all those people. Let's move on. Let's have another great track. And somebody whose father has just purchased a new hold-all, it's James Brown.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Released in 1965 by James Brown as a part of a two-part single, that was Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. And in 1981, an instrumental was recorded by the band Pig Bag called Papa's Got a Brand New Pig Bag. Should we have a little bit of that? Do you remember that? Papa's Got a Brand New Pig Bag. Just giving you a little taster there to whet your appetite. You can go and do the research for yourself, like I've had to. Anyway, another phenomenal track from James Brown, the godfather of soul. On to a more recent track, and fabulous, a little bit more mellow. Here's Labyrinth, Letting the Sun Shine. There's no Y in his name.
I feel a cold flush going through my hair, and hey, you know what? I don't even care, the time has passed me by. It's gone with the wind, it's all because the sun shined once again. Now the party's on, everybody's there. Even if you don't know anyone, you still make some new friends. That's the way it is. When I have myself a drink, I'll be because the sun shined once again. Let the sun shine, baby. It'll be just like the day, even without the daylight. We're glowing from within, all because the sun shined once again. So play that sweet tune, play it through the air and the volume. Raise it up, don't you ask me twice. You know I'm gonna bet, all because the sun shined once again. So let the sun shine, let the sun shine.
FM.
That was Let the Sun Shine by Labyrinth there, released in September 2010 on Simco and Sony Records. Did very well for Labyrinth, and there's a story behind that song as well. Labyrinth says it was influenced by the sun coming up. I was working in my little studio in my bedroom. My brother was sleeping in the bunk bed behind me and kept waking up saying, "Keep it down, you're making too much noise." At that time, I felt I was learning so much musically, and it felt like the most perfect moment, writing that track with the first rays of sun shining into the room. People listen to it and they say it sounds like a eureka moment, and it was. What a lovely story. Well done, Labyrinth. Here's another one. It's Lenny Kravitz. By Lenny Kravitz. Great track to sing along to, and that was the fourth single from his fifth studio album, released in December 1998, and has a rare accolade of being number one in both Iceland as well as the UK. Wonder how many tracks have done that. Something by Björk, probably. But anyway, it reached the top 10 in countries like Australia, Canada, Ireland, New Zealand, and in the US it got to number 12 in the Billboard charts. And the history of that song, it emerged from Kravitz testing an amp that was brought to the studio. And after plugging in his guitar, Kravitz started playing the song, stating, "I was listening to the way different chords were ringing, just moving between A, C, G and D. And the next thing I knew, I was telling the engineer to hook up the mics and record." There we go. By the time he'd written that song, he'd already turned in the completed album, 5, to his record label. So he considered releasing that as a B-side. However, he played that song for a friend and they said, "You have to put this on the album." So then he contacted Virgin Records about including it, who were reluctant. Once he sent them the song and they heard it, they got it onto the album. There you go. It very nearly didn't happen on that album, 5. Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz. A great track. Shall we have another one? Iconic track coming up. First time you hear this, you know it's going to make you feel good. Absolutely brilliant. Lionel Richie. How long does he party for?
Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Come join the fun, it's a merry community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is still the show that goes like this, with Ben Simmons with you up until 8 o'clock tonight, when Rob Harvey will be in from 8 till 10, and then Steve Davis on from 10 o'clock. So do tune into that as well. Great programming after me here on Phoenix on a Tuesday evening. What can I tell you about All Night Long? Well, it's a very familiar track for a lot of people. Recorded in 1983 and was on his second solo album, Lionel Richie, called Can't Slow Down, combining that Commodore style with Caribbean influences. And although the lyrics were pretty much English, you do get that sort of African-sounding lyric throughout as well. And Richie admitted in at least one interview that the African lyrics in the song were in fact made up gibberish of his own invention. He described these portions of the song as a wonderful joke written when he discovered he lacked the time to hire a translator to contribute the foreign language lyrics he wished to include in the song. So just made up a bit of gibberish and everybody now says Sambalito Najamalia. Whatever they say. Sounds a bit like Jamelia, who we played earlier in the middle there. I believe that's a coincidence. Let's get more music on. Quite a few tracks to still get in before I leave you tonight. Here, with a brilliant one, is Otis Redding.
Talking about my girl, I've got so much loving all the bees into me. I've got a sweeter song that I can sing, the new birds in the tree. Talking about my girl. Ooh. Ooh. Hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Phoenix FM.
That was Otis. Here's Pharrell.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Clap along if you feel
Phoenix FM.
People love a feel-good track, don't they? That song was written, produced and performed by Pharrell Williams, released as the first and only single from the soundtrack to the film Despicable Me 2 in 2013. And, up-tempo song, clearly. Williams' voice on it has been compared to Curtis Mayfield by a lot of critics and reached number one in many countries like the US, the UK, Canada, Ireland, New Zealand, as well as 19 others. A listen to these stats was the best-selling song of 2014 in the United States with 6.45 million copies sold in the year, was the best-selling song in the UK in September 14, and is the eighth highest-selling single of all time in the country. In the UK, the eighth highest-selling single of all time. It became the most downloaded song of all time as well. There you go. I think that's probably been broken in the ensuing years, but impressive records for Happy and Pharrell Williams. Even the video was nominated for Best Video Video of the Year at the 2014 MTV Video Music Awards, and it won the Grammy Award for Best Music Video at the 57th Grammys. So there you go. It was Billboard's number one single for 2014. That was a good year for Pharrell Williams. Absolutely no doubt of that. Hope you're enjoying the show that goes like this tonight. We've just got under 10 minutes left before I have to leave you. And it's been a reflective show where we just ask everyone to relax, have a chill, enjoy the music that's on offer, and just be a bit more thoughtful. And now, one more track that I absolutely love. Here comes one. You can't fail to dance to this and enjoy it. It's a bit of Stevie, Mr. Wonder. Is he superstitious?
Superstition.
Phoenix FM.
Stevie Wonder there with a brilliant Superstition. And did you know Jeff Beck was an admirer of Stevie Wonder's music? And Stevie Wonder was told about this. And although he was playing virtually all the instruments on his own songs himself, he preferred to let other guitarists play on his record, and he loved the idea of collaborating with Beck. So Beck became involved in the sessions, and they became the Talking Book album in return for Stevie Wonder writing him a song. But between these sessions, Beck came up with that opening drum beat for Superstition, and Stevie Wonder told him to keep playing, and he improvised over the top of it and improvised most of that song, including the riff on the spot, and they created a very rough demo for the song that day. There you go. Hope it's been interesting tuning into the show that goes like this today, finding out some facts about all the tracks we've played. And there's a very appropriate one to play us out at this time of being reflective and maybe thinking a bit more about being kind to one another, bearing in mind everything that's going on in the world. Here's Michael Jackson. I'll see you next Tuesday. Bye for now.
Spend my life being a color.
Do you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye?
You're black or